and chapter 6, verse 3. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hachaliah, and it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept. And I want you to notice that. He sat down and wept. Not just like it's a continual, he wept in his heart, but many, many days. Okay? And one thing I noticed about us Christians here in America, not many more Christians weep anymore. And I be honest with you. And I'm speaking to myself, but you don't see many Christians weeping much anymore. And that breaks my heart, I'll be honest with you. But I won't get into that much. But it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Let's look at chapter 6, verse 3. This is when Nehemiah started doing the work persecution started coming. And then chapter 6, verse 3, and I sent messenger unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Why I leave it and come down to you? Okay, these Sanballat, Tobiah, his friend, they were trying to stop the work of God, the work that God called Nehemiah to do. Okay, let us pray and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this morning. Thanks so much for Pastor, his family, and Shining Light Baptist Church. Thanks so much for the honor and the privilege of serving you, Father. Truly, it is a privilege. And I pray that you help me, Lord. I pray your Holy Spirit will lead me and guide me, help me to say the thing that only you wanted me to say, Father. And I pray you will be done this morning in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, I just want to entitle, I remember last time, email when I preached Nehemiah, I love Nehemiah, okay? And I don't expect you to remember, but I remember what I preached you one about Nehemiah about 6 years ago. And God actually used Nehemiah to call me into the ministry. And I won't go into detail, but you know, Nehemiah, a guy who had as a king cupbearer, you know, really having a good job, really good job. He's doing really well, but you know, he did not forget where he came from. Okay, and that's my message last time. But what I want to talk to you for a few minutes, in chapter 6, verse 3 there, said, I am doing a great work. Doing a great work. And friend, I want to remind you, any work that you're doing for God is a great work. And the reason why, because God is a great God. Okay, it doesn't matter what position you have. Deacon, Sunday school teacher, bus captain, whatever you're doing for God is a great work. This is how small it is. You know, sometimes we minimize the work of God. You see? But anything what you're doing for God is a great work. And Nehemiah said, let me read again. I love what he said. Okay? I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Okay? I'm doing a great work. And I just want to remind you, you know, if you're serving God, you're faithfully serving God, you are doing a great work. Mission work is a great work. Okay, witnessing to people for God is a great work. And I want to challenge you, don't ever stop doing that. Don't ever stop telling people about Jesus Christ. Don't ever stop witnessing to people. In the book of Acts, Peter, those guys, and John, when they were beaten and thrown in prison for preaching the gospel, and when they got out, they rejoiced, okay? But the Bible tells us they ceased not to preach the gospel. See, they didn't let persecution stop them from preaching the gospel. They didn't let being beaten stop them from preaching the gospel. You know that what got me to thinking? I have another message on that one. But it got me to thinking, what would it take for you and I to stop serving God? What would it take for you and I to stop being a witness for God? Okay, think about that. Think about that for a minute. Okay, will you allow persecution in your life or hardship in your life stop you from serving God? Will you let it? Will you allow somebody in the church doing you wrong stop you from serving God? Well, I'm sorry, that's a different message, amen. I'm about to get off of that, but it just spoke to my heart. I think about it, man, what would it stop me? What would it take to stop me from preaching the gospel? But let me get back doing a great work, okay? The book of Nehemiah is a great book because it revolved around a great man who served a great God. And he saw a great need, which led him to surrender to do a great work. That's why it spoke to my heart so much when I read Nehemiah probably about 15, 20 years ago. I don't remember exact, well, 94, 95, a little over 20 years ago. When I was going to a church in Stockbridge, Georgia, okay? And most of the people there are Caucasian, American. I was one of the only Asian. I had a bus route, and I had a good job. And I was faithful to God. I witnessed every Saturday, okay? But God spoke to my heart and said, you know what? Your people need Jesus Christ. The people, even the communist Cambodia, the one that killed my father, they need the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, I lost three members of my family to the communist regime there in the 70s. But when I got saved and God changed my heart, you know what? They need the gospel. Okay. So let me go on. Whether we recognize it or not, there's a great work that God desires for all of us to find. To find, to follow after, and finish prior going home to heaven. There's a great work that God has for all of us. Okay, it doesn't matter who you are, a lady, a man, a teenager. Right. See, God has a plan for each and every one of us. And before we go to heaven, there's a great work for God that God has for us to do. And I want to remind you, friend, okay, God did not save us just to come to church, okay? Right. I'm going to put it to you. God did not save us just to sit in a pew, okay, and to get spiritually fat. Okay, God save us, change us, and we can learn from our pastor, from our leaders, so we can go out and help somebody else. You see? And that's part of being a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it's a great work, okay? A great work is any work that God calls or leads us to do, regardless of how big or how small, that is done in His name for His glory and for the good of others. See, it's a great work. It doesn't matter how small it is. When God calls us to do it, it's a great work because we serve a great God. Amen? Yes. We serve a great God. And I'll be honest, sometimes it breaks my heart. I see people, young people, my bus kid that I invested a lot in, you know, they trade the worldly life for the work of God. People that I invested in, that my wife and I put in Christian school, you know, just living life for themselves. It's all about fun. It's all about pleasure. And I remind you, you know, people all around us that need God. People in America, people in Cambodia, people in China. You know that 1.4 billion people in China. Think about that. Okay. 1.4 billion. You know that in China, they have, I think, about 28 or 30 cities have a population over 1 million in China. But let me go on. But Nehemiah, he was doing a great work. He did not let his enemies stop him from doing a great work. And I want to challenge and encourage you, friend, if you are serving God, you're faithful to God, you're a Sunday school teacher or whoever you are, whatever God called you to do, you're doing a great work for God. Okay? Don't let anything stop you. Richness here in America stop you. Okay? I had a good job before I became a missionary. Okay? I used to have that American dream, having big houses, two or three cars. Amen? With a Mustang. Amen? Oh, wow. I used to have those dreams. Now, you have it. You know, I'm not saying it's sinful, okay? But that was my dream before I commit my life to God. Have a house by the lake and all that stuff. If you have a house by the lake, good for you. Amen? Just invite me also. Amen? No, I'm just kidding. But let me go on. Let me read it again. A great work is any work that God calls or leads us to do, regardless of how big or how small, that is done in his name for his glory and for the good of others. Okay? Nehemiah's decision to leave what he referred to as home, all the comforts and convenience of working for the king, to go and do the work. When you think about it, it wasn't a difficult decision for him to make. He left the comforts, living in the palace, being the king cupbearers. Think about it. It's a great job, great position. Okay, you think you're living in the king's palace. Think about that. And I'll tell you something. But, you know, I realize America is not what it used to be spiritually. Materially, the riches, it's all there. The people in Cambodia, they look to living in America as living in paradise. Most of the people in Cambodia. When they think of America, one of our downfall, one of the things that people in Cambodia think that everybody, especially American, Caucasian American, they think that money grow on tree with Americans. Okay? That's how it is in Cambodia. But most people in Cambodia, when they hear America, wow, that's like living in paradise. You see? So they sometimes when I tell them I grew up here in America and we now live in Cambodia, they cannot understand that. It surprised them, it shocked them. Okay? But I want, God is greater, is bigger than America. Okay. God is bigger and greater than any goal, than any desire that I used to have. My worldly desire, whatever, than whatever goals I have in my life. God is bigger than that. God is greater and bigger than my, I love sport. That was one of my biggest thing. I love baseball. But when I got saved, I had to learn to, not quit watching baseball so much. I don't have much of a temptation now because the Braves are so bad. Amen? So I think that's a good thing. Amen? But before I got saved, baseball was my God. But when I got saved, when Jesus Christ saved me, God is bigger than anything in this life, in this world. That's why anything you do for God is a great work, because God is a great God. And I remind you of that, okay? Remind you, okay? Let me go on. But Nehemiah, and let me get Nehemiah saw the great need in Jerusalem. Okay, Nehemiah knew that his great God wanted the walls of the city to be rebuilt. And on that, Nehemiah looked around and saw that nobody else was volunteering for the great work. Okay, he volunteered. Nobody forced him. Nobody forced me to go to Cambodia. When God, the more I serve God, I can best serve God in Cambodia. You see, I can best reach my people for God. I came from that country. Okay? And English, not even, even though I speak English, but I'm not very good. Amen? But let me go on. Okay? In this passage above, in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, we find three simple yet profound lessons. Number one, Nehemiah recognized that the need was great. The building the wall of Jerusalem was a great work. There's a need there. Okay? What I like about Nehemiah, that's speak to my heart every time I read it. Even though his life was good job, he had a concern for others. You see, when he met his brethren, Hananiah and one of his brethren and certain men, he asked them, okay, he was concerned about other people. Okay, and I want to relate to this. Are you concerned about the churches or the condition of Christianity here in America? Are you concerned? Do you see the need there? Okay. Do you see the need for Christians, not for just to be saved, but to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Okay, let me go on. Right, give me a couple minutes. So number one, Nehemiah recognized that the need was great. Secondly, Nehemiah's heart broke over the great need. It broke his heart. Okay, when he heard about his people in captivity, when he heard about the wall of Jerusalem broken down, it broke his heart. Okay, here I can relate to it. Does it break your heart, the people that you work with, that they're not saved? Or you have family, we all have families that are not saved. Does it break your heart? You see churches in America closing down, does it break your heart?
Yes, sir, it does.
You see the way America is going further away from God, does it break your heart? Okay, I'll tell you a little bit. See, I grew up in Georgia, okay? And I remember my family, we got sponsored to Atlanta, Georgia in 1981. Did you guys know that back in the South in Georgia, in 81, 82, my public school, Emma Hutchinson Elementary School, they still had prayer in the public school. And when we lined up to go to cafeteria, our teacher would ask one of us to say grace. If you cannot say grace, you had to check out a book from the library. And this is in the early 80s, okay? And in about 30 years, see how, what a change here in America.
Amen.
Majority of people here in America don't want nothing to do with God. It breaks my heart, I'll be honest with you. In different city, sometimes when I take my son door knocking, I even met some American that are practicing Buddhism. And I wondered in my heart, why? Why? Why would you want a religion that cannot do anything for you? I came from that culture that, you know, there's no forgiveness, no love. Because it's a religion. It's not God. And I cannot understand that. But I see the way it's going, and I constantly pray for revival. But I'll be honest with you, I shed shed tears many, many times for America. You know, I'll tell you from my heart, the more I serve God, it's not just that I want my people to be saved. I want his whole world to be reached with the gospel. Seriously. You ask yourself, okay, is there any one person in this world that you want to die and spend eternity in hell? You know, Jesus never want one person to die, to perish. And when I think about Americans, think about Cambodian, Vietnamese, Filipinos, Chinese, man, I want everybody to get saved. That's my heart. I'm serious. There's two or three things I ask God all the time. One of them, God, let the gospel go to every nation, every people before I die. Before I die. But Nehemiah's heart broke over the great need. He saw the great need with his people, with his country. It broke his heart. You know, we need some broken-hearted Christian in America.
Amen.
Need some broken-hearted Christian. Let me mention the third thing and then I'm done. Nehemiah took the need to God in prayer. When he saw the great need, he took to God in prayer. He prayed a great prayer. And all this is just part of just the beginning. But I don't have time, but I just want to challenge you, doing a great work for God. A great work. Any work you're doing for God is a great work. Doesn't matter how small it is. Don't ever underestimate it. Okay? Whatever you're doing for God is a great work. Because we serve a great God. Okay? And I just want to challenge this morning, and I thank you we're able to do what we do in Cambodia because church like yours, okay? But don't ever minimize the work that you're doing for God, okay? Keep witnessing, keep being faithful to God, you know, be involved, but just want to challenge you with that, and it's just one page, amen? I did have like 19 more pages. No, I'm just kidding. I want to see how nervous you are. But let us pray. And Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you so much for this morning. Thanks so much for your word. Thanks so much for the example of Nehemiah. I pray that you bless the second hours, Lord. And thanks so much for allowing us to be here. And I pray you will be done, Lord. I pray you will be honored and glorified. And help, pray you bless Shining Light Baptist Church. Help them continue to be a witness in this community. And I pray for your mercy on America. And I pray there be a revival, Lord, that sweep throughout this nation. I pray all things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. Amen.